This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jay Kirshner is here. Dougie will be along momentarily. Victoria Keelan is out. It's sort of like Romper Room. Right, Jay? We go, I see Jay, and I see, well, crickets. Nobody else.
It is kind of like a who's going to be here today.
I blame allergies for me.
I used to love Romper Room when I'd pray for her to say my name. And you would think Jennifer during the 80s, I mean, that was pretty common, right? Never would she say Jennifer. It seemed very, very rarely that she would, like, throw that one out there.
See, I never watched Romper Room.
Oh, it's great.
I did get down with a lot of Nickelodeon shows. Like, David the Gnome was my jam and Eureka's Castle. That was good stuff.
Got a few years in between us, and so a Romper Room, like, in the 80s was, like, amazing. It was really good. Nickelodeon kind of kicked in the 90s, late 80s, too, with, like, some of the shows that they did. But, yeah, it was good stuff. Rompity Bompity Romper Room is how it used to go. Got to tell you about this. So before we get into the serious, terrible, crazy, tragic news that rock us every single day, today is the Field of Dreams game. Did you hear about this, Jay?
No.
So the Chicago White Sox are playing the New York Yankees, and they're doing it in Iowa in the cornfield that was used for the iconic baseball movie Field of Dreams. And there's, a lot of speculation as to what will happen with the two teams. But certainly I think the story is more about the location, and that is that the state of Iowa getting ready maybe for the first time in many people's lives hosting two really big major league teams.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty cool.
This is
I love
awesome.
This.
We need more stuff like this.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the movie, the cornfield is still there, and the Yankees and the White Sox are set to square off tonight in this cornfield, and it should be fun. I loved that movie so much. I feel like I need to see it again. Kevin Costner starred in the original, but for a lot of people in Iowa, this is a great opportunity to show off the beauty of their state. And I guess the way this even came to be is that a former mayor, his name is, I guess, Eldon Trumm is his name. He wasn't on screen in Field of Dreams, but he did a lot of work for the film. He was a farm advisor for the film, and he was the one who was charged with growing the corn that is kind of at the heart of all of this, right, in the cornfield. And he was a farmer, former mayor of Worthington in Iowa, and his work with the crew A Field of Dreams came about because of his work a year earlier with the movie Miles from Home, which was filmed around that same area. That one starred Richard Gere and Gary Sinise.
Who's
and
this?
So I guess, hi, welcome back.
Hi. It was a long and winding poop for Daisy. Excuse me for being late.
We were just talking about tonight.
You had it for Daisy.
Yeah. Thank you.
You what? You thought it was something happening?
So tonight.
Yes.
Well, you might want to crank up your volume a little bit. Have
okay.
a seat, relax.
Right.
The Field of Dreams. You remember that movie with Kevin Costner?
Fabulous movie. Yep.
Well, tonight they're doing a Field of Dreams baseball game in Iowa. It's the White Sox and the Yankees playing each other in the same cornfield, basically, that was used for the film. And so a lot of people are wondering how that came to be. Like, it's really cool. We think it's great. But what was the specifics behind it? And it all goes back to a farmer. Eldon Trum is his name. And he was a farm advisor on Field of Dreams. He's the one who grew the corn that was so iconic and such a big part of that movie. And he was a former mayor of Worthington, a successful farmer. The reason he got Field of Dreams is that he had consulted on another film called Miles from Home. This had Richard Gere and Gary Sinise in it, where he also worked on you know, kind of consulting for the farm. But anyway, he was supposed to grow corn in 1988, and he said it was one of the driest summers around here for years. He said it was really tough, but he did it.
Got the job done.
Yeah, he was one of the people that is responsible for bringing the game tonight to that area.
All right, let's talk about something that you also like to talk about, and that's the governor of California. And what a wonderful stand-up guy Mr. Newsom is. Apparently somebody managed to annoy him when he was being interviewed. Who started this all?
We should
put
this
video.
How dare
they question him?
We should put this video up, Jay, if we have it on social media, because really talking about it doesn't do it justice. There was a press conference, and a lot of these COVID press conferences involve someone sitting in their office and then through like a Zoom connection or something. Yeah, someone asked a question. And so Gavin Newsom is clearly cracking. This video has gone viral. He seems to be really feeling the pressure of the recall because
forget
him,
Larry.
Asked him,
Larry, forget him.
Yeah. But somebody asked him a question and he said, I'm tired of people outside the state being about the state, basically.
B-I-T-C-H-ing?
Yeah, right. Really. And so he went off on it. And a couple of things. First of all, as a Californian, Gavin Newsom has been a political robot for years. I wish that he had showed this side of his personality before, where he said something along the lines of, I'm a California resident. I love this state, whether I'm governor for another few months, another year, another 4 years. I love this state. If he had said that instead of just issuing orders and going to dine at the French Laundry while the rest of us were stuck at home, he might not be in this predicament. But the greater point is that there is such a misunderstanding and an underestimation of this recall effort by Gavin Newsom and really Democrats.
That's why he's going to lose.
Yeah, well, he might. Many people
should lose.
Many people believe that this is a Republican recall. That is not what's happening in the state. Gavin Newsom has lost the faith of independents, of Republicans, and of Democrats. And they were all signing the petition to get him out of office. That's the reason. It's not right-wingers from Georgia.
Wait a minute, though. Nancy Pelosi, his aunt, Aunt Nancy, says that if he gets recalled, it's not going to be good for the children.
Yeah, for Democrats. Because this sends a message. And what Newsom keeps saying is, if you recall me in this state, what does that say about Democrats across the country? This is why I've been pushing for it so hard, because this does send a message that even in the farthest of left states, of the most blue of states, we've come together to recall our governor. That is a meaningful message to the rest of the country who is looking to reject some of these.
Let me ask you about Larry Elder and the kind of press conferences. He's getting a lot of attention. I haven't seen too much video or heard much audio from him. I'm wondering from your perspective, because he's a colleague of yours on the radio station, he looks like he might have the best chance of being the next governor if it's not Newsom.
I think he does. Yeah.
So
no, I think he does.
But what is he, what's his day like? Is he going out every day being interviewed? Is he walking around knocking on doors?
He's doing a lot of interviews. He's doing a lot of fundraising. He's raised $4.5 million already in the short time he's been in the race, which is great. Mm-hmm. So he's doing a lot of that. I think he is trying to find cameras where available, so he's been doing a lot of events. He's doing a big press conference on Friday talking about some of the Asian rights that have been taken away. Like, there are a lot of security issues for Asians right now in the state of California. And around the country, you've been hearing a lot about that. And so he's going to be doing a press conference to address it. So he's trying to get out there. I mean, really, truly, what I think this is going to boil down to, if this was a traditional election, I think Larry Elder would have it in the bag. And I think Gavin Newsom would be recalled. It's not, because it's a mail-in election.
Crooked.
And that, it opens up a lot of possibilities. So really what this comes down to is the ground game. who is going to turn out the most voters, because you can literally go door to door and say, hey, have you voted in this election yet? Can I help you fill out your ballot? Can I take it and turn it in for you? So that, I mean, it doesn't feel right, but that's legal in California. And so you've got to have candidates. And this is where a recall is good in some ways, because you've got 46 candidates.
Hey, little kid, can I give you this piece of candy?
Yeah, well, you've got 46 candidates working against one. But Gavin Newsom's going to bring out the unions. He's got all the money to use to spend. And so the ground game is where this race will be won or lost. But I do want to tell you one other thing, because I don't think people know this. In California, do you know that they've changed the law so that incumbents have no campaign spending limits?
Really? I didn't know that.
So you can only raise and spend up to $9 million if you are a candidate. If you are an incumbent, you can raise as much.
Yeah, I wonder how that got into the law. Wow, that's
crazy,
a surprise.
Right?
What about the requirement for county jobs in Los Angeles not having to be the people that are getting the jobs don't have to be U.S. citizens? This really is a long and slippery slope right into the Pacific Ocean. So we're going to have people who have county jobs who can't speak English, aren't citizens. So what does that say for people who are American citizens and who do speak English? What does that say?
Shouldn't that be who we're prioritizing with government jobs?
It ought to be. Yeah, thank you.
People who are here legally, right?
Shouldn't
every country want to follow that anyway?
Yeah.
Not ours. Right. Not California.
What a cesspool. Really amazing. All right, so that's the that's the State of the Union, the State of California, from Jennifer Horn on the DJV program. Don't forget about the farm program. This is instructive for everybody who likes and feels close to their food, needs to know more about where it comes from. The American Family Farmer Show, which I hosted, you can listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts, every week a different focus. The one this week is on the Farm Aid Show that has raised over the past $60 million to help make sure our family farm system stays strong and resilient, a real challenge, taking place in September in Hartford with Willie and Neil and Mellencamp and who's the other one, Dave Mason? No, Dave is one of the Daves, isn't there? Anyway, you'll hear the story behind the story and all the news from the world of food that you need to know about, why it's important to support the American Family Farm and the American Family Farmer. Check it all out, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or, as I say, wherever you get your podcasts. Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Want to hear some inside scoop? If your kids are as ready to go back to school as mine are, you've got to check out Kohl's. I got my daughters the cutest those hats for under $18, JanSport backpacks for 25% off, and 30% off Levi's jeans for me. I even saved an extra 15% and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah, not sure who's more excited right now, me or the girls. Plus style, 50% offer ends August 15th. Levi's coupons do not apply. Bonus exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's account for details.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
WRGCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Thursday, August 12th DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. We're going to go through some more as if what we've had already isn't enough. There's more from the trending bucket right after this.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, so we got a couple of NBA players who started for the same team at the same time when they were both getting out of high school, right? Both LeBron and this guy, J.R. Smith. I don't know much about him. What do you know? You're a Cleveland girl. What's the scoop with him?
Yeah, J.R., he was drafted in 2004 by the Hornets and then played for them for a couple of years, went to the Nuggets, went over and played with China's basketball organization before coming back, was on the Knicks. And he was on the Cavs for about 4 years, and he played with LeBron. He actually was on the team that won us the championship in 2016, and then he moved on to the Lakers, where he won another championship. So he is he's
good
a
player.
Great player. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a standout player. He was the MVP sixth man. He was the sixth man of the year for, I think it was like 2006, which, and if you're not familiar with basketball, the sixth man is the kind of the star player from the bench, not anybody in the starting lineup, but the one who's the bench player that plays more than anybody else on the bench. Still a really great player.
Good.
And he's decided that he's going to go to college. He was drafted right out of high school. He's going to go to college. He's enrolled at North Carolina A&T, and he wants to play for the men's golf. He wants to be on the golf team.
And what's A&T? I don't know what is that like.
Agriculture and technical.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
What's A&M is agricultural and mechanical? Let me check that out. All right, keep going.
And so with the NCAA sports, the rule is that no student athlete can have played in a professional organization of that sport. So he wouldn't be able to be on a basketball team, but he didn't play professional golf. And so he wants to join the golf team. There's just a couple extra hoops because it has been so long since he was in the education process.
Huh? Hoops. Hoops.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Well, yeah, let's go with that. That was on purpose.
You know what? I'm a genius. I said agricultural and mechanical, not knowing at all that that's what it stood for, but that's what it stands for. A Texas A&M university system was for engineering students and agricultural students when it first got started in 1963. They changed it from Texas Agricultural and Mechanical College to Texas A&M.
When you think about how many times you say something, but you don't actually know what it is when it comes to acronyms, I've said Texas A&M I don't know how many times, and I never once actually stopped to think, what's the A&M? With NCAA, I had to Google it. I was like, wait, what's the A&T? I know Texas
A&M. I have
A&M's
a very close friend that used to run Heidelberg, where I went when I was on board there. He went down to Stephenville, Texas, to run the ag school for Texas A&M. It's quite a system. They have really amazing system.
You should be a guest professor on these ag classes.
I would like to do that. I've always been smarter than most everybody else in the room, so why not teach, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good. Okay, 28 past the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Drought and high demand are expected to force the first ever mandatory cuts to water supply that 40 million people across the Colorado River depend on. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's project next week will spare cities and tribes, but hit Arizona farmers hard. Pinal County, Arizona's top producer of cotton, barley, and livestock, says they will be hit very hard. Arizona is expected to lose 512,000 acre-feet of water. Nevada will lose 21,000 acre-feet, and Mexico will lose 80,000 acre-feet. Feet of water. An acre foot is enough water to supply 1 to 2 households for a year. The Loudoun County School Board west of Washington, D.C. voted 7-2 Wednesday evening to approve the rights of transgender students. Students can choose which bathroom to use, and faculty must address the student with the preferred pronoun. Loudoun School Board said the number one priority is to foster the success of all students and ensure they feel safe, secure, and accepted. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump on Wednesday congratulated Missouri Governor Mike Parson for pardoning the attorneys Mark and Patricia Mikulski. You might remember them, the St. Louis couple charged with Class C misdemeanors, wielded guns at a Black Lives Matter mob who broke into their gated community. Quote, they were defending their property, and if they had not done what they did, their property would have been completely destroyed and they could have been badly beaten or dead. Great going, Mike. End quote. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush on CNN.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Mark Mikulski on Fox News.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken. I mean, when she was standing outside my fence chanting into a megaphone, you can't stop the revolution. Well, then she has the gall to stand up in the halls of Congress and say anyone who supports insurrection shouldn't be allowed to walk the halls of Congress. Well, she's the only one I know in Congress that's actively and vocally in front of me advocated the violent overthrow of this country.
Mark Mikulski also announced a Senate run.
The Marxists and the leftists in this country were really getting close to ending our system of government. We made a vow that 4th of July morning, just put our lives on hold and do everything we can for the rest of our lives to save this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the DJV Thursday program. It's the 12th of August during the second week, one third of the way through the month. You know how that works. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner here. Victoria has the day off. Jennifer's gone to KRLA to be the number one morning host in Cali, at least in Los Angeles anyway. Let's hear hip hip hooray for her. All right, so we're doing a lot of soul searching these days as to where children's places in society. Do they wear masks, not wear masks? They go to school, not go to school? I think it's safe to say, however, that a kid who tries to kick out a window on an airplane doesn't belong on the airplane. However, it's a bit difficult to do something about this when you are halfway between Hawaii and Los Angeles. So, what happens? The incident on an American Airlines flight. Witnesses saying the youngster tried to kick out the window. He was in the window seat, 13 years old, by the way, kicking on the window. Where the hell are his parents? God only knows. So the flight attendants got duct tape, and they taped him into the seat. And whereas we went a little off on the Frontier flight, where that happened, I think, what, a week or so ago,
yeah,
I don't think I feel like there's anything wrong with this whatsoever. Whatever this, you know, somebody will blame it on ADHD or the kids.
I do question, I don't think that the staff should have done anything differently. I don't care how old you are. You could be 4 years old. If you're trying to kick out a window, duct tape their butt to the seat. I am 100% for that as a person who's terrified of flying. But this kid, I mean, causing not even just a huge scene, but getting violent, trying to kick out the window. The mom was next to him.
She was?
To the mother. Yeah. She couldn't even handle him herself. And the flight crew couldn't even do it. Other passengers had to get in on this as well. And so I do wonder if there's something on the spectrum. I don't know if there's some mental illness there, or maybe the child is on the spectrum. That hasn't been reported, but they did have to. They were about an hour after takeoff, so they had to reroute, went to Honolulu, landed.
Oh, they went back to Honolulu.
Yeah. And then the kid was taken into custody by authorities, and nobody was injured, thankfully.
Put yourself on this plane. Put yourself here in this circumstance, all right? This is the Airbus. They're using Airbus 321s, so it's about 194 passenger plane. Betting that it was pretty much full. Flies five, it's almost from over there is 5 hours and 40 minutes. Coming back, it's about 4 hours and 15, a little less than 5 hours. So you get onto the plane, you're going to, most of these flights are night flights coming back into the States. So you put your seat back and you go, all of a sudden you hear this yelling and screaming and this kid whacking away at the window and you're at 33,000 feet. And I mean, look, okay, what happens if the window gets kicked out? Nothing good. So, yes, you do what you have to do to contain the situation. But there's so much of this stuff going on. Was the guy in Frontier last week? He was drunk and he was groping some woman.
He was
right?
drunk and belligerent. And then before that, there was a woman. I'm blanking on what airline she was on now, but she had a complete emotional breakdown, and she had to be restrained as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've had a breakdown on a flight before, but I was smart enough to walk off the flight before anything. You know, before they closed the doors. While I still,
I can remember as a youngster going to college. I had never flown before. I was afraid of heights. I still don't like heights. I thought getting up in a plane, wow, this is the most dangerous thing I've ever done in my life. I was coming over Thanksgiving from Cleveland to Boston. And American Airlines had just put in the 707. This is 1964. That was the Thanksgiving of 1964. So I get on the 707. It's full of people. And in those days, you could smoke in the back of the plane. Ah! Awful. And I got a seat. I had a seat. I didn't know any better. I sat in the back of the plane. I was assigned a seat. That's where I went. Horrible. But I remember the plane taking off from Cleveland Hopkins, going down the runway, and feeling the plane go up in the air. And because I was in the back of the plane, it just felt like we were on a cushion. And up and away we go. And an hour later, we landed in Boston. And I thought to myself, you know, that was pretty cool. So I was afraid for no good reason. And it is a lesson for those who are fear-based thinkers who worry about things. Worrying is a prayer for something you don't want. 95%, if not more, of the things you worry about or about which you are afraid have no basis, no sum and substance in fact. They don't. You worry about this, that, the other thing. And I know I've not been a worrier, but I've been somebody who works stuff over. What if, what if, what if? And it's not healthy. It's not productive. So in this case, fear-based thinking when you fly, just relax a little when you get on the plane. I know that you don't like it.
No, it's scary. During takeoff, until you hear that ding where flight attendants can move about the cabin, that is the worst for me. I pray hardcore that entire time. And then once I hear that ding, I feel like, okay, everything is safe.
Really?
I'm better with turbulence now. I used to hate turbulence too. I'm good with turbulence as long as it's not so bad that the flight attendants have to sit back down. As long as the flight attendants can do everything, everything is safe.
I just think about how I was. I, like you, was not a fan of that kind of thing. And because I fly so much and I'm so used to it, I'm always sitting next to somebody. Invariably, when you go into the white knuckle section, it's a woman who hasn't flown a lot. And she doesn't know what to expect. So the plane bounces around and, you know, you don't like it. Oh, what's going to happen? The front of the plane going to fall off? The tail's going to fall off?
Wings are going to fall off if it bounces hard enough.
Yeah, well.
Not really, but that's, you know. That's one of the
But it's one of those fear.
I've flown my entire life multiple times, and it's almost like, and I was, when I was younger, I wasn't this afraid. It's just the older I get, the more afraid of heights I am.
Well, the height thing is not anything to worry about. But tell somebody that, and, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It's the experience that teaches you. It's not somebody's words. It's the old expression, I do as I do, not as I say. And that's the thing. I got on the plane, and I just feel now that I actually look forward to, but I situate myself when I get on the plane into a seat that I want to be. I have two or three favorite seats, and I'm usually in the same configuration of the same sort of plane. So I know where I want to sit, and that's pretty much what I do. My favorite number is 4. My favorite letter is D, and that's the seat that I normally pick. That's it.
Is that a window?
No.
No, that's an aisle.
I don't like windows.
Yeah.
I don't mind windows. I just don't like to have to climb over people to get to the bathroom if you got to go to the bathroom.
Do you notice if you feel trapped and you can't use the restroom, that's when you have to use the restroom more often?
Yep. Absolutely.
When I'm in an aisle, I don't have to use the restroom on a plane at all. When I'm not in the aisle, yep.
Right, let's go. That's it. Story from Memphis about the killing of a black man at a Kroger gas station. A lot of attention, a lot of civil rights attorneys. The man's family is getting into sort of almost a war mode. This fellow was blind, unarmed, and certainly not a threat from every single person who witnessed the incident. So here comes a security guard who argues with this fellow because he's playing loud music.
Mm-hmm. And he was with his girlfriend. He wasn't even by himself.
Right. This guy takes out his gun and just shoots the guy. That's it. That was all there is to it. You're playing music too loud. The guy doesn't respond, so he takes out his gun and shoots him.
Mm-hmm.
Who thinks
a verbal altercation like over music, and that's how it ended.
Who thinks like that? It's really amazing.
And that's the problem. I am for people having guns. I'm not opposed to people having guns, even people in service who have guns. But more needs to be done on the forefront. Needs to be done. Don't pull a gun on somebody for no reason. And I've always heard from my friends who do have guns. I don't own any, but for my friends who do have guns, you don't pull a gun on somebody unless you truly intend to shoot them.
Use it.
Further pushing the emphasis of don't pull your gun on people. Mm. And so as a security guard, why was that the next step?
Hard to tell, isn't it, huh? Today is National Middle Child Day. I am a middle child. You draw your own conclusions. The distinct advantages that adults who are middle children have, according to the studies, they are usually referred to as the forgotten sibling. I don't know. We were all forgotten in my family. Didn't make any difference where we were on the totem pole. But people who are middle seat, if you will, are empathetic, are diplomatic, and flexible. Well, I'm okay in the empathetic department. I'm not sure how diplomatic I am. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I'm not very diplomatic. I'm pretty flexible. I go along to get along. Half of the U.S. presidents, you know, have been middle children. Do you know that, Jay?
I didn't know that.
Half of presidents have been middle children.
I also question the age difference with middle children. If an older sibling is significantly older or the younger sibling is significantly younger, do you really have the middle child syndrome because you're further out?
Further away from them?
Yeah, like say 13 years, like you have 10 or 13 years. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as if there's 2 years apart.
The middle child does better on his or her own. Known as risk takers, pretty independent thinkers, frequently left to their own devices. Middle children develop a self-sufficiency less common with older and younger siblings. Well, as I say, in my case, I was very self-sufficient because that was how I survived. That's how I survived, by going to the farm. My older sister, younger sister, same thing. They didn't go to the farm, but they pretty much had to figure it out on their own. Going back to the 1970s, American families had an average of 2.5 children. Today, fewer and fewer families have middle children. That's it, see? Not many middle children coming around, which, I don't know, I guess is too bad, in a sense.
Well, because people are like, two kids is too many.
Yeah. Well, it is. There's too many children around, too many people around.
It's a lot to handle. I have one, and I'm like, this is perfect. I want really? Her to have a sibling, but then I think about having two, and I'm like,
My daughter has one, and that's all she can have. My son has one on the way and probably will have another one. It sounds like that's what they're talking about at any rate. 46 past the hour. Don't forget about our podcast with the doctors. DJV Health features Dr. Ken Kronhaus with an hour every weekend and input here on the air during the DJV program every week. Same with Dr. Jack Stockwell. As far as Ken is concerned, a couple of recent podcasts where we talk about the whole, I mean, we're going to continue for this foreseeable future, the COVID mandates, that kind of stuff. Ken has really become an expert, and he discusses in this podcast whether or not you need a third shot. Would that be effective? Is the vaccine going to wear off? All of that sort of stuff. We have that in one of the podcasts. They're all there, and they're all described at dgvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcast. There's another one that features a discussion of Johnson & Johnson and why that's probably not a good choice. Also in that podcast, a study showing that breastfed babies will develop healthier blood pressure than children who are not breastfed. So there's that. You want to learn more about the pieces of the pie that fit together with regard to your health and well-being? Get the option every week of listening to both Jack and Ken, both of them, podcast at djvhealthshow.com, or as I say, wherever you get your podcasts.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $199.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Movie Moments time. Chuck Curry is here. We're going to examine what's going on at the box office. There's a new group, a collection, if you will, of 4K Blu-rays that I want to get his feelings about, plus what Arnold has to say about anti-maskers. That's right after this.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
My big beginning. How about this? You ready to exercise your muscles there, Chucker?
Yes.
All right. What's the big build-up here?
That is the theme music to the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
Cecil B. DeMille was born on this day in 1881. He passed away in 1959, but brought us, I think, one of the most iconic movies of all time, which was his own remake of The Ten Commandments, which was released in 1956, starring the iconic Charlton Heston. Nobody could have played Moses better.
Nope.
You know, it's interesting. Hear me out here. I did a revival of this film on the big screen about 4 years ago, and when I was watching it, I realized that this really was one of the first probably the first superhero movie ever produced. You had a regular guy in Moses, right, who discovers knowledge and superpowers that he never saw coming. And I'm serious when I say that. It really does, when you watch it on a movie screen, it sort of does play out like a superhero movie, an amazing score. Great. It's just that, to me, it's one of the best movies, well, most compelling movies still, mm-hmm. I think, ever produced.
Yep.
That's why
it airs yearly
on ABC. Yep.
Yep. All right. Arnold is he's promoting a new book, apparently. What's the book about? Do you know? Must be about
I do not. The only thing I know about Arnold is he has a TV show in production. It'll be his first TV show. It's a spy show with he'll play a father. The other character is a daughter. To play, I'm not sure the actress is going to play her, but that will be his first forte into
TV.
Television.
The
and
book
now
is called,
I believe, 75.
Here, comma, Right Matters. So he talks about the things like wearing masks in the interviews that he's been doing. He also compares what's going on in America right now to the rise of fascism when he was a kid. Or after, I mean, he was, he's 74 now, so it would
something
have been,
like that.
Right now, he was born in 47, so it would have been 10 years before this, when Hitler came to play, and he says, if you don't wear a mask, you're responsible for killing people. We put the traffic light at the intersection for somebody so they don't kill somebody else by accident, and you better be thinking about stuff like that. I find that interesting, given his background, that he would think that way, but, you know, he's always been able to speak his mind, right?
Absolutely.
Says, the pro-Trumpers that stormed the Capitol are like the brown shirts before World War II. That's a strong statement. That is a...
It is. Well, I'm no fan of those people, but I will agree with them to some extent. Yeah.
What do you know about this new collection of 4K Blu-rays? Citizen Kane is among them. The Piano is among them. Mulholland Drive.
Well,
do you remember that movie?
The next, the Piano, what was that, with Adrian Brody won an Oscar Best Actor. The innovation of Roku TVs and 4K TVs, now studios are releasing 4K Blu-ray, which to me, I gotta be honest, I'd rather watch
it
in 4K. It's bright, it's more realistic, and I don't like that, actually. It almost looks... at times, like you're watching a soap opera, it's too clear. I'd rather watch a movie in 2K, to be honest with you, than 4K. But a lot of people do dig the 4K technology. I'm not one of them.
Well, listen, there's so much technology. It's so confusing. How do people keep up with all that? That's my question, frankly. It's very
I don't know how people subscribe to more than one or two streaming services, but I know people who subscribe to every single one of them and have the time to watch everything. I do not.
Yeah. All right. It's the story behind the story with Chuck Curry here, Doug Steffen, Jake Kirschner.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.